This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Transportation Committee will come to order. Welcome, everyone. We do have a page. Would you like to come up and introduce yourself, please? Would the secretary please call the roll?
Representatives Chase?
Here.
Clark?
Here.
Dennert?
Here.
Freimuller is excused. Goodwin?
Here.
Johnson? Livermont?
Here.
May? Schaefer?
Here.
Representative Bordeaux is excused. Lesmeister? Rasmussen?
Here.
Duvall?
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. The minutes from our last meeting are in front of you. Would anybody like to make a motion?
Second.
Moved by Representative Clark, seconded by Representative Dennert. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. We have approved minutes. Our conversation this morning is going to be very casual, very relaxed. We're going to talk about potential summer study topics. And those can come from a committee to the e-board, or they can come from individual legislators to an e-board. And Representative Clark, I know that you have an idea in mind. Would you like to discuss that with the committee?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm looking at the South Dakota rail map, and I would like to have a study on the South Dakota rail system, especially those underserved areas, and what the state can do to help improve the rail system in South Dakota. The way I see it is every rail car full of grain takes at least 4 trucks off the road, and this will extend the life of our highways. And using rail is a lot cheaper and a lot safer than shipping them over the road. Therefore, I think a study on our rail system and what the state can do to improve that should be conducted either this summer or sometime in the near future.
Thank you. And Representative Schaefer, you attended the last rail board meeting a week ago. Do you have some comments you'd like to offer?
Well, I want to make a comment about first on summer study. When about 4 years ago, the governor paid like $250,000 for a rail study, which you probably did not know about. But it actually happened when we were in the process of, you know, getting the rail into Lyman County. But anyway, that's out there. Anyway, the rail board meeting had to do, we had Dakota Mill there, and Dakota Mill was interested in getting more siding in Presho. They were also, since nothing was going, you know, beyond Presho, they were going to use the main track to load on. And that could get obviously more interesting. And we had Brian Hammerbeck, who was the CEO of Dakota Mill. He was there, and their lawyer was there, talking about the various things for Dakota Mill. I don't know whether you know Dakota Mill's got facilities in Rapid. They got them in Wall. They got them here in Fort Pierre. They have them in Presho. They have them in Myrtle. So anyway, we also had one of the representatives from Mike Williams. Mike Williams is the one that owns Dakota Southern and takes the grain out of Kennebec and Chamberlain and all the way, you know, and of course Plankington, et cetera. Anyway, they proposed that they would like to go to Vivian, and he's willing to put, I think, like $300,000 per mile. And when you deal with Mike Williams, that doesn't mean cash. It usually means, you know, maybe rail. It could mean ties, because this man, his livelihood is tearing apart old railroads. So he's got a lot of junk in his yard. So anyway, he wants to go to Vivian. His idea is that he wants to be there to take product for the Keystone XL pipeline. He also was at one time dreaming with the idea that he'd put tanks there, bring oil in from the oil fields, and load it on cars and haul it out of Vivian. And then also they talked about Kennebec. Kennebec has taken out, well, as of this meeting, they had taken out 12 110 carloads, and really somewhere, it's probably somewhere between 4 and 5 million bushels of grain have come out of Kennebec. Just the other day, they took a train load of wheat out. The first two trains they took out was actually soybeans, which is very rare West River, because Kennebec took in right at a million bushels of soybeans, which 2 years ago they'd been lucky if they'd had 10,000 bushels. And I guess I told you about Mike and Vivian. Oh, Dakota Mill also, or I'm sorry, there's a representative there from Rapid City Pier East, which is Genesee, actually it's Genesee, Wyoming, which is a New York-based short line railroad company, and they wanted the state to replace 5 miles of track, and it was out there in that Phillip area. They also, I can't think of his name right now, but the heads up, our rail committee, he was saying, I think they've got like $2 or $3 million in the coffer right now because they got loans out and stuff and people pay it off. And anyway, there's $2 or $3 million in their slush fund. Todd Yaton is the chairman. He also runs Gavilon Elevator, which is at Kimball. Anyway, any questions?
I have a question. You said that the governor paid for a rail study about 4 years ago. Is it possible to get a copy of that? Is it available anywhere?
You'd have to talk to DOT. But he paid, like I said, he paid $250,000. In fact, when we met with Senate Appropriations, he actually sent his man over there to talk against the appropriation, because we got like $6 million, you know, on the rail, but he actually sent one of his men over there to talk against it because he wanted to wait till his rail study was all in before he wanted to, you know, go ahead and do something.
Thank you. Any further comments, questions on a potential rail study?
I should also say there was some talk about, you talking about various, they were talking about down in Napa Valley too, which is down by Yankton, and I think they're wanting to put a big elevator down there, and it's like 5 or 6 miles they're talking about redoing down there for the what they call the kind of the Napa line.
Any further comments from anyone on rail issues? What was that, Representative Clark?
The Napa Junction line that goes from Napa up to Platte, that's all state-owned, right?
Yes, it is. But I don't think that, well, it, you know, for one time they wanted to put an ethanol plant, you know, in Wagner. And they were talking about running the rail to Wagner. But I just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I if anybody's interested in making a motion, this come forward as a committee request. I would certainly entertain the motion. Representative Clark, if you just wanted to turn that in on your own, you can do that also. What are the wishes of the committee?
Thank you, Madam Chair. If possible, could you, being new here, could you fill us in a little bit about what our responsibilities would or would not be should we do a summer study?
What happens is you'll have the opportunity over the next few weeks to individually request study topics as well as the committees. And then what happens is all those requests are compiled and put into a survey that goes out to every legislator as to soliciting input as to what of the suggested study topics you would like to pursue. That is compiled, and then the e-board at their meeting, usually in April, they go over that, and at that time they select the topics that they want to study, or that they figure that the legislature wants to study. And from those surveys, it's usually three or four study topics that are selected that they then determine that those committees are going to be appointed. And then there's another survey that's sent out to all legislators after that asking, you know, which committees you would like to serve on. And then typically at the 1st of May, those committees are established and the committees are appointed, as well as the chairs and vice chairs. So that's the typical process.
And, it's entirely voluntary whether you even want to serve on a committee, so it's up to you. Representative Goodwin.
I just had questions about summer study. Does it, like, I mean, it looks like people that don't have a life would come to that, but, I mean, how long is it for, and what do you do, and, I mean, sorry about being blunt.
Well, typical study... interim committee is more of the work is, you know, staff work in compiling information for the committees. The committees are allowed 5 total meeting days with 3 meeting dates. So usually a committee will meet one time, say early June, kind of an organizational meeting. And then you typically will have a meeting in August or that time frame, and you'll meet for 2 days and then meet in October or early November for your final date, which would be 2 meeting dates. So actual meeting time for the committee is limited to 5 days. If you run into a problem, you can request additional days from the executive board, but that's the typical time frame, and more of it's, you know, staff time gathering information and then putting your suggestions in the form of legislation for your final review.
And then a final report is submitted to the e-board along with any potential legislation. So it's interesting. I've served on several and I have always learned a lot. Of course, travel time for me is really easy, so... Representative Schaefer.
Madam Chairman, I guess this is something that was called to my attention, but right now our 4-H in the state is in a lawsuit. I don't know whether you knew that or not. But it has to do, just let me read a couple lines here. A 54-year-old fundraising partnership benefiting 4-H in South Dakota has deteriorated into a lawsuit by South Dakota government against a private charity. The South Dakota Board of Regents, the South Dakota State University Foundation, and the state of South Dakota are suing the organization formerly known as South Dakota 4-H Foundation. The suit was filed the 21st in the state court in Hughes County. The state is asking the court to dissolve the 4-H Foundation, which changed its name last year to South Dakota Youth Heritage Incorporated. The transferred the foundation's money to the SDS South Dakota Foundation is among other requests. Anyway, that's kind of it's going to be heard here in Pierre the 6th of April.
Right. Representative Clark, based on kind of lack of discussion, I would encourage you to submit your request. I think it's a good one, but submit it as an individual.
Madam Chair.
You bet. Are there any other transportation-related issues that you think could benefit from some study? And we don't have to do any.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I think it's very interesting that the DOT is going to loan the county's money. I'm thinking that 6 cents had more depth than what we thought that we put on as a tax, but I think it's very interesting.
We just have the deal. Yeah, the bill that we voted on yesterday on the floor. There are some request forms here. If any of you have a burning issue that you think you might think of over the next couple of days, come see me. I'll get you the form, or it was also emailed to you. And there's one more order of business. And that, yes.
I don't have any suggestions for a summer study, but I'm looking at lobbyists in the audience that maybe they have an idea. Is there any opinions or ideas of things that we should bring forth? I'm seeing a head shake. No. Thought we'd give them the chance.
You're too kind. Well, one more order of business, and that is I would like to thank Dave and Lori for keeping us, I said, on track. Lori dropped everything the day before session began.
I've really enjoyed it, though.
Good.
She
so,
was a quick learner.
Yeah, she did a great job of getting things lined out for us. So, again, which one is which? You've told me. This is her. And this is him from us. So thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Any other comments from anyone? Otherwise, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Moved by Dennert. Seconded by Chase. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.